my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your dial on WMFO.org online. My show usually ends at 3. However, it looks like the next DJ can't come in today, so I think I'll just take the next hour. I'll probably be a little more freeform because I had, you know, these songs that you've been hearing, I had those all planned to play, but the second hour I don't have planned, so it's going to be kind of whatever. I think that should be okay, huh? What you heard was the new from Leo Gunn. That was Dirty Mind from their EP Human. I like that. It was really good. Those guys really rock out. Great band. Then a couple of local bands with the Devil's Twins with New Orleans from their latest album, America Noir Volume 1. They'll be playing Friday night at O'Brien's Pub in Alston. And then Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from their 2016 album, Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, the hard-rocking four-woman band was in the 2017 Rock and Roll Rumble, and they've opened for bands such as Bon Jovi and Jay Giles Band. I'm so psyched to see women rocking hard. You don't see it as often as it should. They won the New England Music Award for Best in State for Massachusetts last year, and Flight of Fire has been nominated this year for Worcester Music Awards for Best Hardcore Metal Act, Best New Music Video for Rockstar Life, the song you just heard, and Best Album Cover Art for their album Path of the Phoenix. So that's pretty cool. Now, I'll start the next hour of the show. I'm going to have to, I'll continue a little bit. One more local song for right now is Bad Marriage. Well, we all know them. I've been playing them here forever. A lot of my regular listeners, you guys been listening to them. Great, great local hard rocking band. Maybe beyond local at sometime soon, I would hope, and they certainly deserve it. Saw them live last week opening for Buck Cherry, and the song I'm about to play now sounded really great live. This is their new single, Tail Chaser. They've been getting lots of gigs opening for well-known rock bands. You know, it's pretty cool. Last week, besides Buck Cherry, a couple of nights later, they opened for Michael Schenker at Berkeley. I wish I could have seen that one. Anyway, here is Bad Marriage with Tail Chaser.
I got left alone again. come face this on my own. Can't take the best from me and then walk right out the door. We'll be right back.
All right, sorry about that. I was trying to put something on and it ain't coming on. I don't know what's going on here. So I will just forget that one for now. And, all right, yeah. Tell you what I just played for you. Let's see. First we heard The Bad Flowers. Excuse me a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Did I mention Bad Marriage too? I don't remember. I think that was with the last stuff, right? Bad Marriage with Tail Chaser, yeah. The newest single. And you heard Be Your Man by The Bad Flowers from their brand spanking new album, Starting Gun. And I'm happy to tell you it's an excellent album full of hard rocking songs. And you'll be hearing more from this album on my show in forthcoming weeks. Then you heard that new Leo Gunn song kind of inspired me. And I went back to the Leo Gunn album, By the Rains, and the title song from that. That is like my favorite Leo Gunn song. It's so amazing. I just love just sitting back and listening to that one. After that, you heard Rory Gallagher doing Kid Gloves from Fresh Evidence. And so 1990, apparently. Then you heard the Atomic Bitch Wax. It's a band I had never heard of before. And apparently, they have been around for a long time, have loads of records out. I don't know, you know, missed them somehow. But anyway, pretty good hard rock and stuff. That song was called Hippie Speedball. And it was on their album, Force Field, The Atomic Bitch Wax. Strange name, huh? Whatever. It's good music anyway. So if it's good music, that's cool, right? I think so. Got about a half hour left in the show. Let me see. What should I play now for you? Let's see. I'm looking at a CD now saying, okay, which, so I've got a Best of Jeff Beck CD in my hand. There's so many great songs on here. I'm thinking, which one should I play? I am not sure. I'm really not sure which one to play. There's just such great songs, you know? What am I in the mood for? I don't know. I'll play one of the music ones, one of the instrumentals, perhaps. Let's see. Whoops. All right, here we go. Now, this is being difficult. Why is all of a sudden everything's being difficult for me? What is going on here? I don't know. Excuse me, something's messed up here again. Isn't it always right? I don't know what's going on here. Let's see. Try to figure this out. Wait a minute here. What's going on? It's being weird. Hold it. Let me, I'll try to see what I can do here and fix it up a bit. Oh, what's going on? All right, let me see what I can do. Sorry about that. I'm just kind of rambling to you a little bit, but I'm just trying to get this happening. Okay. Still doesn't want to happen, huh?
We'll be right back. Next tune, while we're reminiscing here, I would like for you to pay attention to the lyrics, not so much to my singing or the band. Of course, I think they're wailing out there, though. How about a big hand for them? Give them a big hand. A little swing. Gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you, but now we're going way down in the alley. Way down in the alley. I like to play a little bit.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
All right, let's see now. What have I played for you? You just heard B.B. King with How Blue Can You Get from Live at the Regal, which is a very highly lauded B.B. King album. And before that was Thunder with The Enemy Inside from their new album, Rip It Up. Thunder is a British hard rock band that... I first heard them when they came out, geez, how many years ago was that? I don't have the info with me here, but about, I don't know, 90 maybe? I don't remember, I'm sorry. But anyway, it was a long time ago. And I had got their first or second album, they're real good stuff. Didn't hear about them for a while, and turns out they were still around, but, you know, as happens with many of the UK and European bands, not releasing the music in our country. Sad but true. And, what am I saying? Let's see, what was I talking about? I'm sorry, I'm spacing out. Getting close to the end of my show, getting kind of tired, you know? Before that, you heard Bang Tango with Dancing on Coals from the Dancing on Coals album. That was like early, no, around 1990 or so also, I believe. I don't have, where is it? Let me see. 1991, okay, yeah. Love that album. That's one. That song is one of those songs that I just, it's one of those things that, you know, whenever I hear it, gotta dance. It's like, it just does that. Wasn't doing it now because I'm a little too burnt. It's kind of hot in this room. And so I just wasn't, I was kind of bopping in my chair, but I couldn't really be dancing it up. But it, I love that album. I thought that album was going to make it for them, you know, because the songs were really good. And, you know, they could, you could hear them on the radio, you know, and there's some danceable songs and such. But it never really went anywhere much. And before that was Black Country Communion with The Outsider from Black Country Communion 2. And before that, Jeff Beck with Freeway Jam from The Best of Beck. Good stuff there. So anyway, what is this? I only got a few minutes left, I think, so I don't know if it's worth playing anything because I don't think I have anything short right around here now. If I did, then okay, like a three-minute song. Let me look. 1 second. Which one do I have here? CD2. Anything? Okay. Let me see. Maybe I could play one more for you. Or maybe I should just cut out. What do you think? Not that anyone can answer me right now, right? Is this correct? I don't know. I should probably just sign off now. We've had 2 hours of some pretty good music, I think you'd say, don't you think? I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back again next week here on WMFO in Medford at 2 p.m. Next week I might only have an hour again. I had 2 hours today because of someone out. And said next week, 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon at WMFO. And as some of you know, I also have my show on WCAC Tuesday nights at 6, and then on Moxkin Radio on Thursday nights at 10 p.m. So I hope that you guys will be joining me for these other shows again. And in the meantime, keep on rocking and keep your ears open for good music that's under the radar. Good night. Well, not night. Good night. Good afternoon. Goodbye. Whatever. See you later. Okay. Bye.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. If you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.